Father, we honor you this day. We exalt your name, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you for all that you have done for us, for that which you are doing presently. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you. We exalt you. Father, we bless your name. We lay our crown and we worship you. We bow at your feet, O Lord. We say you are God. We say you are God and there is none like unto you. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for the blessing of this beautiful day. We exalt your name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness, for your compassion, for protection. Lord, we honor you. For preservation, we exalt you, Lord. We honor you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of August, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for this beautiful day. Honor him for his grace and for his blessing upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, this day lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the goodness of God. I enjoy the blessings of God. I enjoy the favor of God. In the name of Jesus, favor in difficult situation, favor in hard places. In the name of Jesus, my heaven is open. In the name of Jesus, this day I refuse to walk under closed heaven. In the name of Jesus, I receive the fresh supply of his grace, fresh supply of his anointing, fresh supply of unction from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I embrace the grace of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I assess his provision for me. In the name of Jesus, by his word, I walk in the finished work of Christ for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, today I speak peace over my life. I speak peace over my day. I speak peace over my household. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of Holy Ghost into this day. Let the fire of Holy Ghost go ahead of me and consume any appearance of evil in my day. In the name of Jesus, today I walk in new levels of grace, in new levels of favor and influence. In the name of Jesus, oh, I cancel any false prophecy, evil word that is spoken concerning my life today. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I reject you in the name of Jesus. You will not stand over my life. In the name of Jesus, today I embrace the word of God. I embrace the light of his word. The light of his word lights my path. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to walk in the darkness of the day. In the name of Jesus, oh, today I claim the blessings of the Lord. I receive sudden miracles, unexpected favor, unexpected breakthrough is my portion today. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I rise above the storm of the day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that any weapon that is put together to stand against me this day, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I establish the will of God over my day. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into another man's trap. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into accident. In the name of Jesus, the word of God becomes a light to my path. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the unlimited supply of my provision. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All the reason you walk together for my blessing, all the reason you walk together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, nature will not work against me. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, finally, I am happy to announce to you that the day is here. By the grace of God, tomorrow, Thursday, 20th of August, is going to be the first day out of the 2 days that I marked for anniversary program for this month of August. Remember, we've been announcing that it's going to be on the 20th, which is Thursday, and on the 23rd, which is Sunday. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we are coming together by 12 noon at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University. That's behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songwelele Road in Ibadan. And at the same venue as well, we are still going to gather together on Sunday by 2 p.m. to come and receive from the presence of the Lord. I want to invite you to be part of this blessing. It is well with you. Remember, the theme for the program is sharpening the edge. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. And I want to remind you as well, we announced it yesterday that by the grace of God, as part of our anniversary program, we'll be having our first orphanage outreach on the 29th of August, which is Saturday. By the grace of God, if the Lord is laying it upon your heart to support us for this outreach and even for the program that is ahead of us, to be part of this wonderful move of grace, you can reach out to us 070-86-600-186. That is 070-86-60-0-186. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are going to start from where we stopped yesterday. You know, we began speaking about the mercy of the Lord. Our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 18, verse 2 to be precise. But I told you to read the whole of Psalm 18 so that you understand, you have a good understanding of what our declaration is standing upon this month of August. Now, we are talking about the mercy of the Lord. We began speaking about it yesterday. Yesterday, we looked into the world and I told you that if there's anything that you desire as utmost, let it be the mercy of God. Psalm 30 verse 10, the scripture says, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper." Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. Listen, dearly beloved, your access to daily provision and preservation is through the mercy of the Lord. It is by the mercy of the Lord that you are not consumed. It is by His mercy that you have access to His provision. You have access to preservation by the mercy of the Lord. The consistency of your supply of help and daily provision is by the mercy of the Lord. It is not by your doing. Of course, many of us will think we have a source by which it comes from, but yet there is somebody that supplies to the source of that provision. Your continuous access to supply of help and daily provision is by the mercy of the Lord. Psalm 136 verse 25, "Who gives food to all flesh, for His mercies endures forever." He gives food unto all flesh. The consistency of His provision is by His mercy. I want you to declare it upon your life. I enjoy the consistency of God's mercy for my provision, for my preservation, for exemption from all evil. In the name of Jesus. Say it again. I enjoy the consistency of God's mercy upon my life for provision, for preservation, for exemption from all evil. In the name of Jesus, declare it upon your life. I begin to enjoy daily arrangement of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, as from today, for the rest of my life, I begin to enjoy the daily arrangement of God's mercy upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy God's mercy in all that I do. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, declare it upon your life. I receive all pattern and dimension of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, I receive all the pattern, the design, the dimension, the benefits of the mercy of the Lord. Declare upon yourself, I enjoy the daily benefits of God's mercy. I enjoy the daily benefits of God's mercy. The scripture says, "Who daily load us with benefits? The God of our salvation." Who daily load us with benefits? That is Psalm 68 verse 10. Who daily load us with benefits? The God of our salvation. Declare it upon your life one more time. I enjoy the daily benefit of God's mercy. I enjoy the daily supply of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. I enjoy all the benefits that the mercy of God carries in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to understand this. Like my father in the Lord said one day, as he was speaking about the mercy of the Lord, he said that the mercy of God, now I'm paraphrasing, the mercy of God allows the movement of the right people into your life. The mercy of God opens your life up to welcome the movement of the right people into your life. The mercy of God influences mighty men and mighty things into your life. It is the mercy of God that brings you in contact with your agent of mercy. It is the Lord that arranges your step, orders your step to make you to come in contact with your agent of mercy, and by mercy arrange the movement of mighty men that will do mighty things for you into your life. Now you see that this season you need the mercy of God. The mercy of God. Understand that the nature of God is His mercy. His mercy. The nature of God is mercy. God is merciful unto us. His mercy is so great towards us, so much more that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The mercy of God towards us is so great because it is the nature of God. Is the nature of God. The mercy of God makes arrangement for our second chances. I use the word second chances because by His mercy, He gives us enough chances. The mercy of God makes arrangements for my second chances. It is by the mercy of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3, you read verse 9. The scripture says that God is not slack concerning His promises, as we men, we can't slackness, but His loving kindness towards all, that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The mercy of God makes arrangements for your second chances. It is by the mercy of God, your being alive today, it is not by your work, not by your prayer, but by the mercy of the Lord. The reason, you know, somebody asks a question, that why is it that the wicked people, they continue to live and they ravage and they do things around? It is the mercy of God upon them. Our prayer for them is that the Lord will just touch their hearts to see the light of His mercy and come to the Lord Jesus. The mercy of God make arrangements for your second chances. I want you to hold this in your hand as I round up today. And by the grace of God, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue from here tomorrow. The mercy of the Lord breaks the law of nature. His mercy breaks the law of nature because the mercy of the Lord carries because His mercy is the higher law of life, higher law of supernatural intervention. Because the mercy of God, the application of His mercy or the execution of God's mercy upon you is not by qualification. It is not because you are qualified for it. It is simply the mercy of God. So it's a law that is higher than the law of the nature, higher than the natural law. It's a supernatural law that is introduced into life because it is the mercy of God. It's not given by qualification. It is by the mercy of God. It is God looking at you and He have mercy upon you. John chapter 5 verse 5. I quoted that verse yesterday. There was a man by the pool of Bethesda. He has been there for 38 years. But Jesus Christ walked unto him. Mercy selected him out. Listen, beloved. He is not the only person that was by that pool of Bethesda. There might be others that their years might not be up to that. And there might be more. There may be others that their year might be up to that or even more. But then Jesus was moved by mercy and He walked up unto him. He has been there for 38 years, nobody to help him. I told you that mercy will arrange the movement of mighty men into your life. The mercy of God upon him arranged the movement of the Lord Jesus to go and meet him that day. And mercy gave him his deliverance. It was not because of his qualification. What does he have? It was not because of money, not because of silver and gold. He has nothing to offer the Lord Jesus. He has nothing. He said, sir, I have no one to help me. I have no one to help me. The place I read for you, the Psalm 30 verse 10, he said, hear, O Lord, have mercy on me. Be my helper. That man told the Lord, I have no man to help me. Have mercy upon me. Be my helper. that should be your prayer. So mercy defies the law of nature because it is the higher law of life. The mercy of God upon you, it does not check your qualification, and it is purely God's intervention into your season. It is purely the supernatural hand of God stretched down into your season to give you what people knows that you are not qualified for. Even you yourself, you know that no, in the race of life, I cannot get here in the next 20 years, but it will bring you out of the queue and set you in the forefront. It is the mercy of God. You cannot challenge that. It must be a factor in your life. It must be your identity. Call upon the Lord this morning. My life come into alignment with the mercy of God in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I choose the mercy of God. I choose the mercy of the Lord to speak on my behalf. I choose the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. As I round up, listen to me, beloved. I said this yesterday. To enjoy the mercy of the Lord, you need to come to the Lord Jesus. Submit your life before Him. Then you enjoy the constant flow of His arrangement of mercy, the constant flow of favorable things by the mercy of the Lord. It is well with you. As you go out today, the mercy of the Lord speak for you. The mercy of the Lord be upon your life in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you. You will enjoy the goodness of the Lord. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.